USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One firefighter is dead and five others had to be pulled from the rubble when a building collapsed in Philadelphia. The building caught fire early Saturday morning. It housed a pizza shop and apartments. The fire was put out, but the building subsequently went down. Officials say the deceased is a 27-year veteran of the Philly Fire Department. The Iowa Supreme Court rules Friday that abortion is not a guaranteed right under the state constitution, reversing a ruling the court made only 4 years ago. The decision stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a 2020 law requiring a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. The court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. Wall Street crawled out of its worst week since the COVID crash 2 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Travel woes continue for a second straight day on Friday. USA Radio's Victor Paul is in the Lone Star State.
U.S. Airlines canceled high numbers of flights for a second straight day on Friday as they tried to recover from storms while accommodating growing crowds of summer vacationers. By mid-morning in the eastern U.S., airlines had scrubbed more than 1,000 flights after canceling more than 1,700 on Thursday. Airports with the most cancellations include Charlotte, North Carolina, a major hub for American Airlines, as well as LaGuardia and Newark Liberty in the New York City area and Reagan Washington National. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
Federal regulators have paved the way for the youngest among us to get their COVID-19 vaccines. Children under 5 years old will soon be eligible for shots after the FDA followed the unanimous recommendation from its advisory panel. A final sign-off is expected from the CDC soon. USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Some SpaceX employees are now ex-employees for criticizing the company they work for. Lance Pride with details from the West Coast.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. The New York Times reported on Thursday that SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka pulled out of Wimbledon. She says the problem with her left Achilles tendon continues. Osaka has not played an official match since losing in the first round of the French Open. She was leaning towards missing Wimbledon after that because the professional tennis tours aren't ranking points awarded. That's a response to the All England Club's decision to bar all players from Russia and Belarus over the war in Ukraine. The jury in a civil trial against Bill Cosby will have to start over again on Monday. They had came to an agreement on whether the actor and comedian sexually assaulted Judy Huth at the Playboy Mansion when she was 16 years old back in 1975 and whether she deserved any damages. Between the judge promising one jury that she could leave Friday for a prior commitment and sheriff's deputies requiring the courthouse to be cleared because there's no budget for overtime, the panel will have to begin again with an alternate. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.